Ezekiel Elliott is a running back. You saw him twice last year. What did you learn from the first meeting to the second, and what can you take to grow from the second to the third?
Well, he's a good running back. He's a good young running back. He runs hard. He can make defenses pay. He can bounce it, you know, when he needs to. He's all around. He's a great back. You know, we had him bottled up in the first half. You know, in the first game we played, you know, out here. But you know, he got loose in the second half, and even in that playoff game, I'm not sure what he ran for. But you know, he'll get his runs. But if you can look at those games in which you know, they lost, especially this year, specifically looking at Denver, they were able to take away that run game, force a few turnovers, and obviously that's how every defense wants to play. So you got to stop him before he gets going. But they got a good O-line. You know, their scheme is built around run first, so we'll have our hands full. He'll make his plays, but you know, for the most part, we have to eliminate that.
Clay, you guys gained back his career interception last year in the October game. He only had four. He's already got three this year. Do you see any reason for more opportunities to make plays in the pass game?
You know, who knows why that is, you know. Hopefully that's the case this week, and I know we're obviously due, but no, I don't really have a reason as to why. You know, hopefully this play just bounces in our court, but obviously, you know, you look at some of those games, whereas, you know, last year I think it finished 13-3, and for the most part we're having our ways with team. We're definitely, you know, whatever they spread, you know, riding high, hot, whatever it's called. But, you know, they were obviously in control. And this, you know, with the Rams game, it was kind of a shootout. In that Denver game, they were playing from behind early on. So maybe it's more opportunities thrown in the pocket. But he'll be smart. You know, he makes good decisions. Like I said, they're built around the run. You know, got to try and keep him in the pocket, force him to throw from within. He's very good on the run, like we've seen, you know, with Russell and some of these guys. So, yeah, we'll have our hands full just like we did last year.
You guys kind of went in that game blind last year. You never played Dak, never played Zeke, really never played that offense. How much different is it now that this is your third game within the calendar year?
Well, I don't know if it's much different as far as, you know, offensive scheme and what we're getting ready to face. You know, some of the players have changed on both sides of the you know, teams, but, you know, we know what to expect. I think teams know what to expect when you're going to play them. It's just a matter of executing and, you know, getting them down and creating turnovers. And it's easier said than done when you play a team like who doesn't make many mistakes.
Hey, Clay, Aaron was saying how, you know, on their side of the ball, all the injuries have made it a little bit difficult to kind of have their identity because they've had to adjust the way they played. What about defensively for you guys? Have you kind of forged your identity yet, or have the injuries affected you guys as well?
I think it's early, real early, to kind of establish an identity. I mean, you got to like the way we've played in certain aspects. You know, over this 3-4 days off, whatever it is that we had, you kind of do some self-reflection and you know, see where you're doing well. I think we're the number 6 overall defense, but, you know, so like red zone and 2-minute stuff like that, we're not doing, you know, very well. So there's some opportunities in places to improve upon our defense. But, you know, for the most part, we always kind of strive for the same game plans. Take away the run, get after the quarterback, and force turnovers. And when we've done that, which, you know, fortunately has been a few times this year, you know, we've won ball games.
Your defensive line has talked about just staying in their gaps and being solid up front. How much does that help you if they're where they're supposed to be, being able to pick your spots to make a play?
Well, you know, I'm part of that line as well. So, you know, I think it's key for everybody to work in unison as far as where the safeties fit, where the linebackers fit, not to pop gaps unless, you know, you can take a calculated risk and make the play. But, you know, you just got to do your job. And sometimes it means that you're not going to make the tackle, you're not going to make the play. But you got to be in the right spot. And so I'm sure that's what they were alluding to, and that way it allows our linebackers, safeties, whoever's filling corners, you know, to know where they're going to fit and, you know, stop me before they get going.
Earlier this year, you talked about how sacks don't tell the whole story, and maybe a younger Clay would have worried more about individual stats, but just in that same, I can remember the play Sam Shields had the interception on in the big comeback. You nearly had a sack of Romo, but you forced him to throw late in the down. And everyone knows about the spin move Zeke had last year in the playoffs, but you guys still got a tackle. In what percentage of what you impact the game is making the tackle versus allowing others to make plays by wreaking havoc?
Well, I think anytime you can get in the backfield and create a disruption, if you'd like to call it that, I think it's great. But there's some times where you have the opportunity to make a tackle and you need to go ahead and get them down. But, you can go through the film and look at a number of plays where guys create disruptions, whether it's, swimming a tight end and taking on a fullback, thus taking two, or doing something to be disruptive in the backfield. I think it's going to benefit your defense, but there's obviously times when you have a chance to, make a play and you got to go ahead and do it. So, I think specifically speaking about the outside linebackers, elephants, whatever you like to call us, I think we've done a great job of being disruptive more than anything. Obviously, we pride ourselves on getting after the quarterback, but just the way we've been able to handle tight ends and tackles and come inside and outside and just use a plethora of different moves, I think it's, sometimes have given teams fits. So we expect to keep that up this week and hopefully shut down the edges.
Clay, how do you get better in the red zone?
Make plays.
Simple as that?
Yeah, shoot. I mean, we just got to buckle down. Really, the red zone, obviously you only have so much field to work with, but depending on what's called, whether it's, man, obviously you got to buckle down, and then with zone, obviously you're only working with so much field. So it's really just about making plays, what I mean? And whether that means you got to get home on the front four, five, whatever it is, seven, you just got to make plays. That's really all it comes down to in the red zone. That's why we put our, that's when playmakers really need to come out and make a play.
Clay, what do you make of the changes on the offensive line? I know they still have a couple of all pros out there, but some new guys as well.
Yeah, I mean, Leary, I thought, who's, I think now in Denver, was a stud as far as just the fact he was a big man. He was hard to get around and very powerful. And then Free was, I think he was sound and solid. And, Tyron's obviously one of the best in the league as long as with their center and right guard. But, I know a lot has been made about that as far as maybe giving up pressures or sacks or whatnot. But they still play really well and are playing well together. And I'm sure they're going through some growing pains right now. But we got to be able to take advantage of, opportunities out there, rushing the passer and stopping the run, take advantage of the continuity we have. So we'll see what that means, after this weekend. But, they had a real good O-line last year. They still got a lot of the same pieces, 3 out of the 5. So we'll see what that means moving forward. But, we'll have our hands full.
Did Demaryius have to make any amends after what happened last week in the locker room?
Well, I mean, he spoke to the defense and just, as he had said to you guys, he'll, put this behind him. And I'm sure everything was handled between him and coach as far as what needed to be discussed. But, as far as between the players and everything, he said just moving forward, he'll act more like a pro and be more accountable. And I think that's all you can ask for is, we're all growing in this thing and we're all teammates. We all have the utmost confidence and faith in one another, and we need to. So, the fact that he was able to get up and, let us know that he was wrong and he's going to make it right, I think, hopefully that's that's what we need for him, because, ultimately, his name's going to be called again, and we're expecting him to make plays against great receivers moving forward.